Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. A little bit of Eric have to bring this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? Well, I still am. John Harrison's our guest. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Harrison's book is Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. John, I need your website, please.
It's aspirefa.com.
Spell it.
It's A-S-P-I-R-E, F as in financial, A as in advisor.com.
All right. So check that out, too, folks. You'll be glad you did. John, talk to us about this, the old saw, sell in May and go away. From the standpoint
you hear every spring. And the idea behind it is that you can beat the market returns in general if you're investing in stocks in your 401k, your IRA, your brokerage account, wherever. If you let the market run up from October through May and then you bail out and stay out until the next October rolls around, mm-hmm. the saying is that you generally will outperform because the market goes into the doldrums in the summertime and you'll miss that.
Right.
It's like many sayings, there is some statistical basis for it, but not a whole lot, not enough to hold water. When you really do the analysis, the difference is enough to be within the margin of statistical error, really. Here's the thing. I have a real problem with it for a couple of reasons. One, it's a form of market timing, and market timing just doesn't work.
Yeah, most of us aren't good at catching falling knives, are we?
No, and the thing about it is there's so many unpredictable factors that go into what the market's going to do on a given day. To pretend that we can say months in advance what it will do from this period to that period, you know, we'd all be much richer if we actually could do that.
And of course.
I've never met anybody who can. So markets aren't predictable. And one of the problems that it creates is it ignores the basic best advice in market history, which is to buy low and sell high. If prices really do go down in May or June or parts of the summer, that's the time to get in, not the time to stay out. You don't want to miss the sale.
Yeah. It looks to me like a doldrums might be a good time to buy.
Exactly. You know, I always tell people that the stock market...
So maybe you should sell in May and pick up bargains in the summer.
And the best thing in the world to do is if you buy monthly, keep buying monthly. If you buy quarterly, keep buying quarterly.
Dollar cost averaging is the key, isn't it?
It really is. It will lower your average share price. It's the world's best market timing system. Mm-hmm. And it ensures that you buy more stuff when it's on sale and less stuff when prices are high. And
Feel about where the stock market is right now?
Well, we are in a bull market that is now 6-plus years old. The average bull market lasts 5 years, historically speaking.
When have we ever had a bull market for 6 years when the economy languished for those same 6 years? This is different territory than we've ever seen before, isn't it?
It really is, and what I tell people is that, yes, I think a decline is coming. I can't say when. Nobody can. If you're going to retire within the next 2-3 years, you maybe need to pay attention to that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 15 years from your retirement, whatever the market does next year won't matter.
There's going to be 2 or 3 cycles between now and then.
Yeah. So the main thing that people should do is treat the stock market like they would any other market and don't refuse to buy when things are on sale.
Mm-hmm. The people who get rich are the ones who buy when things are down. When everybody's selling, that's when they're buying. Those are the people who get filthy, stupid rich, right?
One of the greatest investors in history is a man named Sir John Templeton.
Yep.
And he's the one who made this now famous saying that the best time to buy stocks is when everyone else is desperately selling them.
Yeah.
And it's the truth. If you buy them and you know, you buy things that make sense to hold, and you hold on to them, just buy consistently and let time do its work. And that has, that's been the only market timing system that has
proven itself. Well, for most people who don't have the ability, the background or the inclination to really get into the weeds, just buy, like you say, regularly, and don't even look at it for maybe once a year or something like that. Don't go looking at it. If you go looking at it once every day, it'll drive you crazy, won't it?
It absolutely will. It will scare you to death if you look at it every day.
So you think about it like your house. You know, you don't call an appraiser and say, "Hey, how's my house doing today?" You know,
and people did almost that during the real estate bubble a few years back,
that's
and
exactly
it got them in
right.
trouble.
Johnny, your website one more time.
Is Aspire, AspireFA.com.
AspireFA.com. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
I look forward to it.
We'll see you next time. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.